High school is a time when people push the limits, experiment, and build a foundation for the rest of their lives. I spoke with a few kids from West Anchorage High School about their thoughts on drugs.
I think that you should stay away from them because they lead to trouble.
I think at least at West, it's like, it's okay to use them, but just don't get into the hard stuff. And like, as long as you've got kind of a backup plan to get out of them, by all means, you can try it.
So if someone says they've done drugs, it's like, if they say we're going to talk about not doing drugs, it's kind of like, I don't want to do that. I just know not to do drugs.
I think they're pretty much think they're kind of stupid. I don't really see why so many people are interested in them.
It's not very, like, attractive, people that do drugs, like hardcore drugs, and, like, think that it's cool. But I don't know. I don't really see it as that big of a deal. People that do some drugs occasionally, I don't see it as that big of a deal.
How common do you think it is in high school?
Oh, pretty common.
I could generalize and say most people, high schoolers included, have a subconscious memo inscribed into their brain. Drugs equals bad. But how bad are they?
Everyone knows about all the kids who do Adderall all the time in college because they need to focus for that amount of time to do papers and stuff. And so that might be worthwhile. I don't know. But, I mean, doing crack doesn't seem to have a specific purpose, and it can, you know, make you a crack whore or something.
I think that all debauchery in general, partying, drugs, and alcohol always make you rise up, like, socially.
There are times in your life, like in college or, like, maybe high school, where you can do it, but you need to know when to not do it so that it doesn't affect, like, your studies or anything like that.
Have you ever been interested in doing drugs?
Yes. It's a recreational thing. It's a social thing. It's obviously very fun. And I think that as long as I'm not doing it when I should be doing something else, then it's fine.
Do you think that your parents have done drugs before?
They've told me that they have. Because they used to be like biker people, apparently.
What was your reaction?
Not surprised at all.
My mom, probably not. She was like the biggest nerd in high school. She still is. She doesn't really understand it at all, but, like, I wouldn't be surprised if either one of them had. Like, at least tried.
I know my stepdad smokes marijuana because I actually found his stash of marijuana when my mom was making me clean. And that was weird, but it's fine. I don't really care.
Because, you know, they do tell me not to do drugs, and I understand that I shouldn't do drugs. And it would just, you know, like, be calling the kettle black.
Well, my mom's like, guys, don't do drugs. And I'm like, okay, Mom, because we both know that I already have.
Do you think a lot of adults that you know have done drugs?
I think every single one of them has at some point in their life.
My impression from the interviews was this. Most everyone chases the thrill. And in this case, there are a lot of minor criminals out there.
I've seen what it's done to people, and I just think it's not good. Nothing good comes from it.
It's all about, like, oh, don't do drugs until you're, like, 18 or anything, because that's when you actually have volition over your actions and stuff like that.
After your brain's fully developed, sure, why not? No one's stopping you. Except the law.
Stay in drugs, don't do school, always, always listen to your grandparents.
He wanted me to tell you that that was a joke.
I mean, obviously everything in moderation, because that's just how everything works, but most drugs will seriously mess you up and are seriously addictive. Like meth, don't do meth.
For the Alaska Teen Media Institute, this is Aviva Hirsch.